Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, this week is Fun Drive Week, y'all. Woo-hoo! So, yes, send in your donations and support, support. We love to support the community, so it'll be great if you can make any amount donation. I want to give a special shout out to Jamie Hill. They donated $35. Magnus, $25. Cha-ching! Yes! Thank you so much. And then keep those donations coming. You can go to cjsffundrive.ca and we can have special amazing guests to the station, like today's guest, Vic Wayne. Please introduce yourself, a.k.a. the Eggman.
Yeah, that would be one of the many monikers I go by. I use a Rickenbacker, so for years I was Vickenbacker.
Vickenbacker.
But Eggman tended to stick, and the reason for that is because when we would go out on tour, I'm a big breakfast guy.
Yes.
And the running joke was, if the big guy doesn't get his eggs, he's no good for the rest of the day. So suddenly I became the Eggman.
The Eggman. And that was one of the questions in my post was, how do you like your eggs?
Well, I love them scrambled, poached medium, over medium. I don't know. I like them all, most ways.
All right. Sunny side up for me, folks. Yes. All right, folks. Okay, let's get to your first song because we got a packed show. We're going to be playing some of your recorded songs and you're going to be playing some acoustic today.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
Yes. Okay, tell me about this first song called Everything Must Go.
Oh, that's the title track of our new record. Thanks for queuing it up. And it was our first video that we did, and it's a 3 minutes and 10 seconds of high energy power pop with a tinge of the Buzzcocks and a bit of Joe Jackson and a whole bunch of stuff in there. And I wrote this with a fellow from a band that I've admired for years, who I wrote a couple songs on our last record with. His name is Ian Persson. He's one of the guitar players for a cool Swedish band called The Soundtrack of Our Lives. And we've forged a pretty good little songwriting friendship. And though we've never actually met in person.
Really?
No, we did done everything over videos and messaging and stuff and email. It's amazing what you can do these days. But yeah, super talented guy. And so this is, yeah, this is that.
All right. Here's Everything Must Go on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Once we're warriors, so warriors come out to play. We're starring in our own feature. Don't let the numbers get in our way. your makeup. Get your glitter out on the floor. Stare at you like you're an alien. Get out of space, get out of the door.
Yeah, everything must go. It's like a big sale. And talking about sales, I am wearing a Star Collectors t-shirt right now. And apparently this is an old one. Tell me about the new one.
Well, it's only old because it was from the last album. But yeah, so I brought you a new one. So now you can go black and white or full Technicolor.
Yes, this is so colorful. I love it. This is actually the picture on the post that I did on Facebook there. Yeah, and how much are we selling these t-shirts for?
$30.
$30, yo.
$30, like the cost of a salad these
Perfect.
Days.
All right, and you're going to play live here
sure.
at the radio station. Tell me about this first song you're going to play live.
Oh, well, I thought between the recorded stuff and the acoustic stuff, I'd try to mix up some of the, the feel. So we started with a raucous one. So now we'll do something kind of mellow and laid back. And this is kind of a ballad off the record. And it's, people who have been together for a long time have ups and downs, and it's just kind of about that roller coaster and well, you'll see. It's called Overblown. Thank you. right now. And I can't even sleep a wink right now. You'd burn the devil, you know, for the heat of the great unknown. Would you really be better off alone? It's the words that kill, bitter as a final pill. The devil, you know, might just test your will. Devil, you know, for the hand of the great unknown. Would you really be better on your own? And the words you say, the fragile line between pleasure and pain. Devil, you know, loves you anyway, and this is overblown, overblown.
All right, folks.
Hey, thank you.
We'll be back with more Vic Wayne after these messages.
Help us rise higher and reach further. Donate today at cjsffunddrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573.
And donate today. Help us rise higher and reach further, and donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-2573.
Yay, and that voice was Danny from Analog Archives. He was the show before me, and he loves to pick out old vinyl from the CJSF library here. And yeah, he likes to play those. And sometimes he looks for the artists as well and then tries to interview them. So that's very interesting. I love that. Analog Archives. All right, we are back with Vic Wayne. Any relation to Bruce Wayne?
Well, I'm his little known nephew.
Awesome. Batman.
Batman, yes. Baby.
Do you have a favorite Batman? Like, who's your Batman when you think of a Batman?
Well, Adam West, the original.
From
the TV
original.
Show with the Biff, the Bang, the Pow.
Wow.
The Bam.
Wow.
The Robin in tights.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We love those tights. Okay. And we're going to talk about the Bowie Ball.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do it.
Because you're going to be in it. And you've been in it before, I think.
We did. We did it a couple years ago. They don't usually like to book bands 2 years in a row. But
right.
We don't really do a lot of covers at all. It's not, we just pretty much do original music with the odd cover now and then. But we got asked to do it a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. You learn four Bowie songs. There's like 10 bands get up and do four each. And the whole night is a great night of Bowie music. And I was just blown away by the quality of the other acts as well. And we just had a hoot. So we kind of went, well, geez, maybe we'll, do it again if they'll have us. So this year, it's on January 10th. It's at the Rickshaw Theater.
That's right.
And there's a ton of other great bands. You can look it up on all the socials. And, we're thrilled to do it. So we're, diligently working on our four Bowie tunes, and I'm putting on my best, Thin White Ziggy.
Woohoo!
So we'll see. Amazing. We'll see how it goes, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, so that Thin White Ziggy Stardust. We're going to do Shining Example is your next song. Tell me about this.
This is a song that Steve, our guitar player, and I wrote together around his original guitar riff. And it's kind of interesting, actually. He sent me a demo with three distinct parts in it, and I love two of them. I wasn't so sure on the first one, which was actually the main one. And it's funny, I said to him, and this is sort of timely because Ace Frehley of Kiss passed away just last week, I guess it was, or 2 weeks ago. The first one was so derivative of Ace Frehley that I liked Kiss growing up, but it just, I couldn't get my head around it. So I said, I think we should salvage the other two parts and just leave that one by the wayside. But I turned what ends up being the main riff of the song into originally it was a sub part of his demo. And I just thought, man, that makes a great riff on its own. So it's a song about empowering someone who I care deeply about, who often feels not enough, and in my eyes they are fully enough and more. And it's kind of a song of love and empowerment for that person, but it's got a kick and bass line that our bassist Tony came up with, and it's a really fun one to play live. So hit it.
Yeah. I love the stars in that video.
Yes. Thank you.
The background, yes. All right, do you want to tell me more about that?
Oh, yeah, that's our current video and, you know, quote, single, unquote. That was a lot of fun to shoot. Actually, a friend of ours works at a sound studio where they do sound for films and TV shows.
Oh, okay.
And he very graciously arranged for us to use the sound studio. So we were able to project all the universe and the stars that kind of, you know, were the literal interpretation of the song, even though, as I mentioned earlier, it's not quite about stars and that. But Steve, I mentioned our guitar player, Steve does our videos, or maybe I didn't, I don't know, I said something about him earlier, who the hell knows anymore, he did a fabulous job of editing and directing, and he does all our videos. I think we've done like 13 or 14 of them over the last three records with him in the helm, and they're really fun to do, so we're going to be shooting another one in a couple weeks, but we'll get to that in a couple weeks.
That's right. Okay, and tell me about the rest of the band members.
Sure. Well, I mentioned, I'm me, and I play the rhythm, or try to play the rhythm guitar, sing, and kind of the main songwriter, and the guy who, you know, jumps around and does all the scissor kicks and flailing arms and all this silliness. And Steve Monteith is who we affectionately call the monkey. He's our guitar player, and he's been riding shotgun with me for decades, mm-hmm. literally decades. We've mm-hmm. known each other for a really long time. We've played together a really long time. We got a great little sort of yin-yang thing going. The stuff that he's really good at, I'm not so good at, and, you know, kind of, it works really well. So that's Steve, and he's the lead guitar player and main harmony singer, and plays a mean slide guitar, which has sort of entered into our records lately, which we'll get to on another song later. And then we've got Tony Kerr, who we just call Tone, because he's got great tone, and he's fabulous bass player. He's been with us for about 4 years, and and then our newest member, his name is Michael Nathanson, and he joined us about a month or two ago.
Oh, shut up. I know Michael.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. Hopefully you'll like him. He's a great guy. We knew each other years and years ago, like back around the time that Star Collector started in the 90s. Even pre-Star Collector, when Steve and I had another band, we knew Michael through some of his old bands, and we just, you know, I guess we didn't really stay in touch. But then a band that he was playing in opened for us at our album release party back in July. They're called The Starling Effect, and I really liked them. I didn't actually know he was the drummer, I think, at first. I just liked what I heard. And so we reconnected at the show. And then a couple months ago, our drummer who was with us for 7 years, Adrian, he was in a bunch of different projects and just thought, you know, he needed something, had to give. So Michael jumped on, and he's been pretty much seamless. So we're just, you know, diligently teaching him lots of songs. And he originally, it was just for him to do the Bowie ball, but it just, everything clicked right away. So everybody in the band was like, yeah, we should get him.
And you won't believe this, Starling Effect is actually our next guest next week.
Fabulous. Yeah. No, John's a talented guy, the guy that writes the songs and sings.
Yes.
And I really, I just like them. And I was, they did an Echo in the Bunnyman cover, for God's sake. So how could I not like them? That's one of my favorite bands. So yeah, great. Well,
yes.
I hope it's fun.
And Mike's also in another band. Tell me about the
get-arounds. Yeah, he's playing in an awful lot of bands. We're going to have to put a stop to that soon. Yeah, no, he plays in the get-arounds, which is another band that we are sort of friends with, too. We shot our first video of this album, the Everything Must Go video, at a place right next door to Lana Luz. And Lana is the singer for the get-arounds. She also owns Lana Luz. And they have a space right next door. And we went and checked it out, and we thought this is perfect for the theme of the song. So there's lots of connections between us and Lana, and now apparently another one, because we're splitting a drummer.
That's right. Here's Waiting for the Day on CJSF.
One, two, three, four, five.